We have now arrived at the Bloomberg Tower at 731 Lexington Avenue, which also has an upscale residential portion called One Beacon Court. This 55-story office and residential tower was known to have transformed the commerce of this neighborhood back in the early 2000s. The surrounding blocks on Lexington were once known for its battling department stores, Bloomingdale's and Alexander's. However, Alexander's closed in 1992, and the area was dominated for years by the store's gloomy facade until the building was demolished in 1999. That was followed by years of construction when shoppers wandered around 59th Street from the Plaza Hotel at the southeast corner of Central Park to Bloomingdale's, three blocks to the east, but not much further. In 2005, this neighborhood started to get a makeover with the opening of this 1.4 million square foot glass skyscraper that houses the headquarters of Bloomberg LP, the financial news company, an office for Citigroup, a series of retail outlets from clothing shops to banks, all of which rejuvenated a slightly down-at-the-heel neighborhood to more of an upscale market. Construction on the Bloomberg Tower began in 2001 by Vornado Realty Trust. The contemporary lobby and hallways were designed by French designer Jacques Grange. Vornado Realty handpicked the Bloomberg Tower's retail tenants and included the first large national chains to have stores in the neighborhood at the time, including Home Depot, H&M, and the Container Store, as well as Hutong Restaurant, formerly home to Le Cirque. But Vornado did not stop there. The developer also acquired buildings around the Bloomberg Tower to export its retail flavor to an even larger swath of the neighborhood. This was a very strategic plan by Vornado to not only take over the entire block that the Bloomberg Tower sits on, but to occupy prominent real estate in the neighboring blocks in order to single-handedly and dramatically increase the value of the neighborhood. Vornado built 715 Lexington Avenue, which is architecturally similar to the Bloomberg Tower and has 23,000 square feet of retail space housing Casper, Santander Bank, and Orange Theory Fitness. In 2005, Vornado also built the gleaming low building south of the tower at 968 Third Avenue, which houses a pharmacy. Vornado also owns the architecture and design building at 150 East 58th Street across 58th Street from the Bloomberg Tower. The A&D building is an integral part of a neighborhood long known as a shopping mecca for the interior design trade. Now, enough about Vornado, and back to the Bloomberg Tower. The Bloomberg Tower was designed by Cesar Pelli and Associates, who also did the expansion and renovation of the MoMA, in 1984, the World Financial Center, also known as Brookfield Place, in 1988, several university buildings and sports stadiums, and some of the tallest skyscrapers in the world in major cities like London, Tokyo, Dubai, Japan, and Malaysia. The design of the Bloomberg Tower started with a modest program. Midway through schematic design, the client doubled the size of the project. This demanded a new approach to the design of the tower, its location on the block, and its entrance. As a result, the tower grew taller and more slender and was moved from the 3rd Avenue side of the site to Lexington Avenue. The building rises from a block-long commercial base and is visible from across the East River in Queens, its lighted top softly glowing at night. Needless to say, the Bloomberg Tower was, at the time of its completion in 2005, the 14th tallest building in New York and the 42nd tallest in the United States. In addition to the design changing halfway through the project, the physical location of the building was known as one of the most challenging construction sites of all time. The project sat on an 84,000 square foot site that inhabited the entire city block. Therefore, the job site did not include any room for materials, storage, and little for staging. The site operations team developed a winning installation strategy that delivered the enclosure package on schedule. This strategy included the provision and installation of a tower crane for the sole purpose of facilitating the curtain wall installation, which is an outer covering of a building in which the outer walls are non-structural, utilized only to keep the weather out and the occupants in. The building provides not only the headquarters for the Bloomberg Financial News Service, but also includes 105 luxury condominiums that make up the 32nd to 55th floors with sensational views of Central Park. Both the low-rise and high-rise sections have backlit mechanical screen walls. The structural frame is also mixed. Office and retail floors have a steel frame, while the residential portion is concrete. The centerpiece of the project is a six-story or sloping ellipse skylight between the two podiums. The design of the luxury residential courtyard at One Beacon Court, which connects 58th and 59th Streets, was inspired by other historic New York enclosures such as Grand Central, the reading room of the New York Public Library, and the skating rink at Rockefeller Center. Glass walls curve around the perimeter of the courtyard, tilting slightly inward as they rise. The 110-foot-high court, one of the city's more intriguing spaces, inclines about 7 degrees inward and has a broad entrance on 58th Street and a small one on 59th Street. Beacon Court, which was almost named the Pantheon, simply got its name from the definition of the word beacon, which is an intentionally conspicuous device designed to attract attention to a specific location, such as a lighthouse, and court by the courtyard. Beacon Court has been home to several prominent business figures and celebrities throughout the years, including Flavio Briatore, Beyonce and Jay-Z, movie producer Joe Roth, billionaire Stephen Cohen, fraudsters Mark Dreyer and Scott Rothstein, Fendi heir Luca Formia, Fendi, and more. Beyonce and Jay-Z received complaints from the building's board that they were leaving their Escalade and Maybach cars idling in the courtyard for lengthy amounts of time, blocking the entrance to the residential building. The doormen were very intimidated by Beyonce's security and had to go through the board to have the issue resolved. In 2017, Beyonce discreetly listed her three-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bathroom condo for $9.95 million. And because this is Beyonce, the listing sold in just 11 days and at its exact asking price. She originally purchased the condo back in 2005 for $5.9 million. Another notable sale in the building is from hedge fund manager Steve Cohen, who finally found a buyer for his 9,000-square-foot, 51st to 52nd-floor penthouse in June of this year. It took 8 years, 4 brokerages, and a 74% price cut. This sale marks the end of a journey that began in 2013 when Cohen, founder of .72 Asset Management and owner of the New York Mets, listed the place for $115 million. The asking price was reduced several times since and closed at $30.5 million. Mr. Cohen paid $24 million for the penthouse in 2005. The buyers, who never moved in, are actually relisting the apartment for sale as of last week at an 18% markup for $36 million. When One Beacon Court was putting apartments up for sale in 2003 and 2004, apartments other than the penthouses sold for approximately $2,000 per square foot. Today, these luxurious homes are selling between $4,000 and $6,000 a square foot and more for the penthouse homes. The least expensive apartment on the market is a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, asking for $4.9 million. It is 1,364 square feet. As far as naming rights to the building go, it's hard to say whether the name would have been so readily embraced if Mr. Bloomberg had not been elected mayor in 2001. While his 55-story building was being constructed and Bloomberg LP had signed the lease earlier that year. As a prospective mayoral candidate at the time, Mr. Bloomberg had decided against accepting a $14 million in tax concessions to move his headquarters there. He resigned as chairman, but still owns the company. Tenants typically spend millions of dollars for naming rights to their flagship buildings. Michael Bloomberg decided against paying a cent.